We are here at the 2018 Filene Big Bright Minds Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who I have on the couch here. Another crasher, Kimberly Ruiz from Bethpage Federal Credit Union. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing good today. Good. Really excited. Day two of the crash.
Day two, indeed. Is there anything? Oh, we'll talk about the crasher stuff in a bit.
Okay.
And then what you do at your credit union. But conference-wise, how's it going so far?
Any takeaways? Good. I love the venue. It's really interesting meeting all of the people. So it's been a great experience so far. It's my second time being at a big conference like this.
Okay. Yeah. Any highlights? Anything that stood out for you so far?
The day away. I really enjoyed. We went to the day away based on entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to San Diego Community College, and it was very interesting. It was about manufacturing, mm-hmm. something I've never looked into, never been necessarily interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the professors brought out this part, and it looked like a huge steel, almost mini bat that you could probably hurt someone with. And he's like, what does everyone think this is? And some people are saying a washing machine part, a motorcycle part,
mm-hmm.
and then it ended up being a ravioli maker.
What?
And it had super spikes, and
it
was just like, I would have never guessed that. So it was just one of those things that catches you really off guard. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Some people are in the market to make the machines for the ravioli shapes.
Mm-hmm. So what was the credit union connection with that visit?
How to fund these entrepreneurs,
okay.
who want to do these kinds of businesses.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we'd be the funding aspect.
With something that you would never imagine.
Honestly,
what its purpose would be.
It literally caught me out of left field. I was like, whoa, I would have never guessed that. That would have been my shot at $1 million to say ravioli maker.
Very cool. So. All right, I want to talk about your crasher experience.
Sure.
How's that going so far? What are you guys doing and all that good stuff?
So as the crashers, we do additional sessions, and we get one-on-one time with some of these presenters on
mm-hmm.
stage.
Oh, you do?
So, yes.
Oh,
so
cool.
We had George come in, and he spoke
mm-hmm.
to us a little bit about what he does and his career trajectory. So we've had a few of them that really come down, and you know, it's about 20 of us. So it's a really intimate setting. We can ask them questions. They ask us questions. So it's really nice having that personal feel, and then they get on stage, and you know, they're presenting in front of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's really great to have that connection.
Right on. Yeah. And to network with the folks that are
yes.
here. I mean, it's a pretty pretty impactful audience up there.
Yeah,
there's some
definitely.
Some heavy hitters in that audience, so to speak. So tell me about your position at the crate, because I think it's a very interesting position. Because you said you're working with Rob
yes.
over there, who's on the couch. What are you doing over there? Wake up, Rob. He's all good. So tell me about your position at the credit union. You are community development relationship manager. What's that all about?
Yes, so that's a lot of words. So when I break it down to someone, I say I'm in community engagement, and I do all of the community service that the company does.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves a lot of financial literacy. I teach kindergarten through senior citizens in all different settings.
Really? Oh my gosh,
yeah.
How exciting.
That's my favorite part about it.
Yeah.
You really see the impact you make. When a 14-year-old, you walk in the classroom and you're like, what's a debit or credit card? And at the end, they're like, oh, I definitely know this answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the immediate impact of that education. We also do a lot of food drives. Just this past November, we collected over 3,000 turkeys to give back to families on Long Island. And you know, so they can have a meal. And when we get back, actually, we're collecting toys for Operation Jocelyn's Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're giving kids who wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas present
mm-hmm.
so they can share with their family. And it's really nice. It's really heartwarming.
Wow,
I genuinely love what I do.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet. And that furthers the connection with your community, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
really furthers it. So
it
that's
really
kind of
does.
An understatement.
It's so personally rewarding just to see that not only are we a financial institution and we help people with their auto loans, their mortgages, we genuinely help the community in other ways that other organizations aren't doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel the immediate impact.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so kind of wrapping it up here, what are you going to take from this conference back to Bethpage?
I think all the networking connections are the best part. I think meeting people who are connected in that mission to further help other people and just spreading that enthusiasm to people at our credit union who might just think, oh, I work at a credit union. This is kind of like, eh. It's just like, no, you work for a credit union. Be proud of that. Be
mm-hmm.
proud of the fact that we give back so much to other people.
Right.
And how can you put yourself in a better position to do more at your position
mm-hmm.
to provide more for other people.
Yeah, think about the lives that you're impacting. Because
yeah.
I remember when I was back in elementary school and middle school, even high school, like, I had no idea even how to balance a checkbook, let alone
yeah.
know what a credit card or a debit card was. So, I mean, just think about, you know, teaching these especially elementary school kids,
yeah.
you know, the you know, just the basics of finance, you know?
Last week I was with a troop of Girl Scouts, and it was about a group of 12 girls, and they were asking me a whole bunch of questions, and they're like, how do you do this? What about college? I'm so nervous. How do I fund this? And I'm giving them my personal experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not too far removed from mm-hmm. that, and I'm like, this is what I did. This is what I would have done differently. This is what I recommend. And they're just really soaking that in and just curious about the world and how to financially navigate it, and mm-hmm. something that a lot of people are not going to sit down and discuss with the 14-year-olds.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
It was really awesome.
That's cool. Well, congratulations your position and being a part of the Crasher group and being here in San Diego.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Especially now the sun's out.
Yes,
so.
Sunny San Diego now.
Now it is. Now that everyone's leaving. Oh, well. All right. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Good job.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there, all right?
Thanks.